Welcome to this Happy Home Podcast. I'm Arlene Pellicane. Do you have a strong-willed child? Do you find it difficult to prioritize family time in real life? Could you use a smile today? Well, you'll find help for all of this and more in today's interview with my fun-loving friend, speaker and author, Kendra Smiley. I'm so happy to have Kendra Smiley with us today. To know her is to love her. I met her at a conference years ago, and she is a pure delight. She is downright funny, and she's got wit and wisdom. She is a grandmother, so she can tell those of us with young kids, it's going to be okay, honey. This is completely normal. Kendra is an author. She's a speaker. She's a radio and TV host, and she has even been a state mother of the year. We have an expert with us, ladies. She won that title in 2001 in Illinois. Well, Kendra and her husband, John, have been married over 35 years. They have three adult sons, and her books include Be the Parent, Do Your Kids a Favor, Love Your Spouse, and Journey of a Strong-Willed Child. And with a name like Smiley and the personality to fit, of course, I had to interview Kendra for my book, 31 Days to Becoming a Happy Mom. Let's get started with the interview.
Our oldest son went to school, went to kindergarten, and came home the first week, and he said, Mom, there's somebody in our class with the funniest name. And I said, well, what's that, honey? And he said, her last name is Pancake. And I said, I know you don't understand this because most of the people in your life have a last name of Smiley. But you see, our last name is kind of funny, too, so we don't ever make fun of other people's last names.
It's darling. Well, I'm thinking about your book, Journey of a Strong-Willed Child. Yeah. Can you kind of give a little bit of hope to that mom who is saying, I cannot get this kid to go along with me. What do I do?
Well, I had a leg up because my husband, John, was a strong-willed child. I call him, and I actually call Aaron now, too. They are both formerly strong. They were both a formerly strong-willed child turned responsible adult.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's the goal, whether you have a strong-willed child or a compliant child. You want to raise a God-loving, God-fearing, responsible adult. And as far as probably the best, I was one time interviewed, and it was on television, and it was live. This wasn't a pre-recorded thing.
Yeah.
And I was asked, what's the most important attribute, or what was the thing you did best as a parent? And this was just in general, but definitely applies to a strong-willed child, the parent of a strong-willed child. And I said, I was teachable.
Mm.
Strong-willed child, when you say, okay, we're going to walk down the yellow brick road now, they will say, why? Why? There was a red brick road back there. Let's go down that road.
Yeah.
Or how do they make yellow bricks? And the thing is, they might be trying to make you crazy,
yeah,
and you have to evaluate that. You might not have time to go back and look at the red brick road, but when you do have time, take the time, because they are incredibly inquisitive. They truly, many times, most of the time, they want to know, how do you make yellow bricks?
Yeah.
Now, some kids could care less whether the brick's red, yellow, or polka dotted.
Yeah.
But too many times, we almost squelch the enthusiasm, the inquisitive nature of a strong-willed child because they can be so annoying.
Yeah.
Because they are sometimes just asking you those things just to see if they can get a rise from you, just to see if they can gain. It's a paradox.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to be in control,
mm-hmm,
but they keep fighting that. And
mm-hmm,
so you've got to be. So if you know, if they say, if you've already said, no, we're not going to go down back to the red brick road, then, man, stand your ground.
Yeah.
Do not go backwards. Make them go down the yellow brick road. But take a moment to think about it. Do you have time? One of the things that was really helpful to me was to ask myself a question.
Mm-hmm.
And the question was this: what's my goal?
Mm-hmm.
What's my goal? And, of course, my ultimate goal was to raise that responsible adult,
mm-hmm,
was to help him learn. We set a goal. John and I set a goal for Aaron, which we did not share with him, because
yes,
if you tell them, they will do everything they can to undermine it.
Yeah.
But our goal was to have him making responsible decisions, good choices, by the end of junior high.
Mm-hmm.
We did not share that with him.
Yeah.
He did not quite get there. His
yeah,
first semester in high school,
yeah,
he decided not to do an assignment because the assignment was stupid. Did I think the assignment was stupid? Yes, I did
right,
too, but it
right,
doesn't matter.
Exactly.
And say, okay, Kendra, What's your goal here? Yeah. Okay, in this case, my goal is to make that child do what I just told him to do, mm-hmm. to not give in to whatever seemingly logical argument he's given me or tantrum he's throwing, which really didn't, that wasn't really Aaron's strategy most of the time,
yeah.
but to not give in and to let him know I love, I heard our strong-willed child, when he was in medical school, he's a veterinarian today, and when he was in medical school, vet medicine school, it was at the University of Illinois where we live 45 minutes away, and so every once in a while he'd go to a speaking engagement with us, it was off the charts great,
yeah.
and I had never thought of this in my life, and I heard our son challenge the parents, he's probably 23, 4 years old, challenge the parents in that audience with these words, do you love your child enough to maintain control?
Hmm.
And that's really control of you, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
whatever that looks like then, what's your goal? What's your goal? And my goal, okay, is to be in control of myself so that I can do what God would lead me to do. Even though I don't appear to be, I'm a rule follower.
Yeah.
And so like someone say, you need to go home today, you know, there's some motivational speaker,
right,
make a list of your priorities. So I did.
Right.
And I said, the Lord and John and the boys and my work and other good things. I call that VBS / you know, whatever.
Right.
And I made the list and I put it up at the top of my desk.
Yeah.
And there it sat. And it made no difference in my life.
Yeah.
And I remember I was scrubbing the bathtub one day, and I said, God, help me understand.
Yeah.
My priorities do no good if I can't implement them.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe God gave me a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And the picture that he gave me was of a watercolor painting.
Mm-hmm.
With that, and I was doing the painting, and the painting was on a paper with watercolors. The easel held the paper in an upright position. And I was an elementary school teacher. You can't paint with watercolors with your paper in an upright position. Everything's going to drip. You know, you got to have the kids have everything flat. And I thought, well, what's this? And when I painted the Lord at the top, sure enough, he dripped, started dripping down. Then I painted John, then the kids, the boys,
yeah.
and then my work. And what I realized was God wanted the things at the bottom to be influenced by everything higher on the list.
Yeah.
So my relationship with God was to influence everything on the list. And I think sometimes when we look at priorities,
yeah.
we think it's a times assignment.
Right,
okay, God's
right.
the most important. That's 8 hours with God.
Right,
John's
right.
next. That's 6 hours with John. No.
Yeah.
That's not at all what it is. And after that point, I got a phone call from years later, actually, from... it was when my oldest son, this is choking me up, my oldest son was a junior in high school. He's the one who, did you know he's coaching in the NFL now?
My goodness.
Let me have a mother moment here.
That is awesome.
I know. He's an assistant. He said, okay, the other boys have doctor before their name, but I'm getting a PhD in NFL.
Yes.
So I get this call from the Crystal Cathedral, and they say in the next fall, you know, so whatever year that was, I can't do the math.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to be one of the keynoters at our Women's Possibility Conference? And then I say, yeah, you know, I would be glad to. And they say, well, it's a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah.
And we don't know, and there's a keynoter each day. We have three keynoters, and we don't know which day we're going to have you keynote on. I said, oh, you know, great. And about 24 hours later, I realized that the next fall, that will be our son's senior year of high school football.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I think, oh my gosh, if it's on Friday or Saturday, I won't be able, they never made it to the playoffs or anything.
Right. So
I will have to miss one of his high school football games.
Right. So you just think, this is a game. I can do, it's a game. Yeah.
This is so insane. So I call up the Crystal Cathedral. I was wondering, could I possibly keynote on Thursday? My son will be a senior, and he'll have a high school football game that Friday, and so I'd like to fly home Friday morning. And I told John, I said, she either thought I was insane.
Or she just loved you. She thought it was amazing.
She thought it was cool. And, like, I'm sure she was thinking, you don't want to hear these other keynoters? You don't want to sell more books?
Right.
No. No,
yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. And so I realized that was God. That was playing out what God told me that day when I scrubbed the stupid bathtub.
Yes.
What might God be telling you today about prioritizing your spouse, your kids, your relationship with God. I love that picture of the watercolor, that the things that are important to you, they should run into everything else in your life. And it's not just a compartmentalized deal where you spend 5 minutes doing this and 5 minutes doing this, but you really are prioritizing all the time through the lens of what's really important to me. You know, my husband and I have a saying that really helps us, and it's this: when your values are clear, the decisions are easy. When you've got something happening at work and you're wondering, should I take on that extra responsibility? You can ask yourself, wait a minute, what are my values here? Well, I'd like to spend more time with my family. And then you say, no, I'm sorry, I can't take on those extra responsibilities. And God will honor that as you make the value of spending time with your family something important and real in your life. Well, if you want to learn more about being a happier mom like Kendra Smiley, you can read my book, 31 Days to Becoming a Happy Mom. And in May of 2016, if that's when you're listening to this podcast, in May, the ebook version is only $1.99. Bargain time, ladies. So go grab it on Kindle, Nook, Apple, Google, etc., and get your ebook of 31 Days to Becoming a Happy Mom throughout the month of May for only $1.99. That is under $2, and it will be well spent. Well, next month, we're going to continue this conversation with Kendra Smiley, and she's going to share some tips on how to reduce your stress and keep your home fires burning with your spouse, and how to be known as the fun mom. I know many of us are really far away from being the fun mom, but Kendra's going to help us get there. So I hope that you'll join us. And until next time, remember, you too can have a happy home.